We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. Austin Eckler, who's listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Patriots, is going to play. Eckler's injury cost him practice time during the week, but the running back himself seems confident in his health. Jerry Jeudy of the Broncos has been activated off the injured reserve and is on track to play in Sunday's matchup with Washington. Jeudy had been trending in this direction, but his absence from Friday's practice caused some concern. The team was apparently just erring on the side of caution with the 22-year-old pass catcher, who experienced some minor soreness in his right ankle. Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley won't play Sunday against the Panthers while he attends to a personal matter. Ridley wasn't listed on the injured report at all this week, but the personal issue will prevent him from suiting up for Sunday's divisional contest. Tajay Sharpe will start in his place, while Russell Gage and tight end Kyle Pitts should see increased target share in his absence. In NBA news, DeAndre Ayton left Saturday's game against Cleveland with a right leg contusion and did not return. The initial diagnosis of a bruise didn't make it sound like Ayton will miss too much time, but he's yet to give off the official timeline. He'll get at least 2 days of rest, as the Suns don't take the court again until Tuesday against the Pelicans. For NBA DFS, it's typically an abbreviated Sunday night slate on tap for this Halloween, but there are some games projecting to be high scoring, especially when going by this season's standards. The ledger may split evenly between competitive and more lopsided contests to add to the challenge of building rosters with a relatively narrow pool of players. What catches the eye is the projected scoring totals attached to three of tonight's contests is the fact that they're over 220, which makes them more of an exception rather than the rule for the early portion of this new campaign. The Jazz, Bucks, and Trailblazers Hornets should be also close based on the team's similar talent levels, and odd makers seem to agree considering Utah is a slim 1.5-point road favorite and host Charlotte is just by one. We have three players with five-figure salaries on Sunday's slate: Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, and Anthony Davis. Giannis had a down game by his standard in yesterday's loss to the Spurs with a 41.1 fantasy point performance, but figures to be a byproduct of the 28-point 13-rebound double-double. The big man notably scored 53 and 65 fantasy points in his two meetings versus Utah last season. Durant has been under 50 fantasy points for four straight outings, but he's still boasting a 31% usage rate as he continues to be the Nets' most reliable source of production in the absence of Kyrie Irving. The value pick tonight is Kelly Olynyk. There isn't a lot of value that stands out tonight, but Olynyk's combination of salary and upside certainly make him an exception. The floor-stretching veteran has picked up right where he left off during his highly productive late-season run in Houston by coming off the bench in Detroit and averaging 31.5 fantasy points over his first five appearances. Olynyk has really picked it up over the last three as he's further settled into his new club and has scored 31.5 to 46.2 fantasy points. He's reliably seeing minutes in the mid-20s and he's certainly in play with Brooklyn shorthanded down low. NFL Sunday Night Football sees the Dallas Cowboys in Minnesota to take on the Vikings at 8:20 Eastern. This could be the best game of the weekend, not just because of the teams facing off, but because they are both coming off byes and should be well rested and prepared as teams coached by Mike McCarthy and Mike Zimmer can be. The big concern for the Cowboys, of course, is whether Dak Prescott will be 100% himself after he injured his calf on a game-winning toss to CeeDee Lamb in overtime back in Week 6. He'll probably be able to go, but if he can't, the job falls to Cooper Rush. One key stat to look out for in this game is the Minnesota Vikings are tied for 17th in third-down conversions at 40%. Dallas is 9th in third-down defense at 35.7%. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.